When he opened Mar-a-Lago as a private club and he let anybody become a member as long as they could pay their fees with no restrictions, as there had been in some of the traditional private clubs of Palm Beach that didn't allow Jewish people, African-American people, openly gay people to be members, that caused a change, the way the island approached some of its outsiders. And some people credit him in retrospect with helping open Palm Beach to kind of the new younger generation and not just the old heirs that created the town.
You think about the fact he was here for Thanksgiving and he was here for Christmas, this after he won the election. So he's president-elect and he has the motorcade and all the security. Anybody who's ever been to Palm Beach, that little area where Mar-a-Lago is located basically shuts down a whole bridge, and there's only a two-lane road up going north and south on Palm Beach. So it's going to be an inconvenience. But what do people say about all that security now and the fact that you can't have boats around because the Coast Guard's there? How do they feel about that?
They say you can notice when Trump is in town, for sure. But they also said the town and the county, the sheriff's office, have handled things pretty well. I mean, one good thing about Mar-a-Lago, Trump may not have liked the sound of airplanes overhead, but it is relatively close to the airport. So the motorcade does not have to make a huge long run. And even the members of Mar-a-Lago say, you know, we have to have our cars swept now, and we have to go through metal detectors and security when he's in town. But it's only a 10-minute delay, and people are pretty okay with it. They feel safe, too. You know, they also have the protection.
He's a part-time resident, obviously, there. And it's a wonder how many times he's going to stay there during the next 4 years, at least. But is there a positive to the island? Does it help the island in any way? Does it help anybody in any way?
I think the island feels the buzz of having the president-elect around, and soon the president. He doesn't have to be a man around town for them to feel like there's reporters there. And if he brings legislators or foreign leaders for meetings, that puts Palm Beach on the map. They also say that he's going to be there more often than people think, because Trump is used to a certain lifestyle that he might not have at the White House, and being at Trump Tower in New York is very disruptive, but Mar-a-Lago is private and discreet and used to famous people, and he's even said that's where he was writing the inaugural address, so the winter White House looks like it's going to be getting some action.
And Palm Beach knows all about having presidents come around anyway.
The Kennedys had an estate in the northern end of the island, and they were around town a lot. People would spy them having lunch and out on the water. Trump is certainly not like that. He's usually seen in church, although his wife and son sometimes are seen shopping and running errands, you know, whatever the case may be. But it's a different approach than the Kennedys had, where they were kind of the family around town.
Again, I just want to get the sense, though, just regular folks, okay, they're on board with it. They're warming up to him. But again, it's the president of the United States, so it becomes a very big deal when he shows up. What did you get the sense of overall? That people like him? They don't like him? They like when he's there? They don't like when he's there?
I think Palm Beach is hard to penetrate for an outsider, and so I don't want to pretend to know how everybody feels. There's certainly the detractors, you know, who didn't vote for Trump, who wish him well, but are not necessarily thrilled for the inconvenience of having him there, and also just not thrilled for his presidency. I mean, Palm Beach County is blue. The town of Palm Beach is red. So he is surrounded, I think, by friends and people who have known him for a long time. He obviously feels very comfortable with the members of his club. He socializes with them, even as president-elect. I think there's probably going to be a detente between his relationship with the town that had been so difficult early on, and everyone's willing to kind of give him a chance. And if not, perhaps they'll be vocal about it later on.